Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we're going to talk about the Astros' new relief pitcher. I don't want to call him the closer yet. And we're going to cover some other Astros things, so stick with us. It's going to be a great show. And by us, I mean Stadium Steffi. She's with me once again. Steph, what's up?
What's up, Brent? How was your weekend? How's everything going?
Here's my weekend. Football, 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 football. That's all I've been doing. And church.
Very diverse.
So we ate pizza the other night, right? And then after church, our friend's like, how about we go to Mod Pizza? And I was like, all right.
Never been there. How is it?
I like it. I think it's good. I call it Subway. It's like pizza for Subway.
I've heard it's like like the pizza version of Subway.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So they have a pizza. Yeah. It's like $11, right? And it doesn't matter if you get cheese or 55 toppings. It's still $11.
What?
So it's kind of fun to like make. Cheese or this cheese. Give me that meat.
Give me 87 different types of cheeses if you can. I want all the cheeses.
I got so much cheese one time. It was like a cheese pizza. It was so much cheese.
It was a cheese pizza with like toppings on the side ish.
What about you? What have you been up to?
What did I do? Oh my gosh. Went to a dinner on Friday night, which was lovely. I went to El Tiempo. Oh, had girl dinner. It was great. Then went to Astros Fan Fest yesterday morning and then streamed. I recently started doing some video game streaming. And my motto is, hey, if you're here for the gameplay, you came to the wrong stream. We're here for the vibes only because the gameplay is not great. But we're here to have a fun time, you know?
So well, I did not know you went to FanFest, and that's one of the topics. So that works out great.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. So went to FanFest, did that video game streaming, and then today just relaxed and did some stuff at home, cleaned house, you know, the huge Sunday
thing. All right. So here's the first one. I did not expect the Astros to do anything. The Astros had like $675,000 more dollars to spend until they go over the threshold. And they didn't just go over it. They went over it big time because they lost Hector Neris. Then they lost Kendall Graveman. They had to do something. And so they got Josh Hader.
Man, did they do something. Like insane. I think, you know, regardless of losing Neris, obviously a huge blow. Losing Graveman, also a big blow. But when you get a guy like Hader, who first of all was in your farm system back in the day, like getting Hader back was huge. Like the minute I saw that information come across my happy little phone screen, I got so hyped. I was like, finally, the Astros make a big move, make something that feels like this makes, first of all, sense for the team, because obviously you can never have a good enough bullpen. But then also for you to get a guy like Josh Hader, who's obviously very proven and he's he's done his time at this point, you know, but a guy that started in your farm system, this is one of your own guys that you're getting back, which would have been great to keep him from the get-go. But at the same time, life happens. Things happen. You make decisions. They're not always great ones, you know?
Let me break down the travels of Josh Hader.
Oh, man.
Even though I'm not talking about when he went to the Padres. So he was originally drafted by the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Astros were having a fire sale, getting rid of anybody that was good, they traded LJ Hose and Bud Norris, who was our best pitcher at the time, for Josh Hader. So they made the trade for him. And then, I don't know if this trade worked out for us or not. I kind of lean towards that it didn't. But the Astros traded Hader and three other players, but I didn't recognize any of them as successful MLB players, to Milwaukee for Carlos Gomez. What the heck is that guy doing? And Mike the Rat Fires. We traded this guy to Milwaukee for Mike Fires and Carlos Gomez. Carlos Gomez was a huge disappointment, and I feel bad for him because he had such a great personality. And then Mike Fires, everybody hates him because he's the rat, and nobody agrees with me, and I've said it on here 20 times. He was important in 2017.
He was. He
pitched a lot of games when we had a lot of injuries. He didn't get invited on the playoff roster because he wasn't good enough, but he was there. He was there, and he pitched in, and he was a little bit important.
I mean, low-key, I almost wonder if that, like, has anything to do with why he was so salty about 2017 is because he did play such a big part of the 2017 season. Whenever every single pitcher that we had went down, Mike Fiers was there, and he held it down, honestly. Like, had he not been there to get those wins, to get guys out, like, who would have known if we would have even been in the postseason? You know, and I think that that's a huge thing that people forget, which I will never be happy with what he did. I question why he did it, you know, like there's obviously a lot of other teams that had their own situations, but you know, at the same time, it is what it is. They did what they did. They won the World Series.
Yeah.
And they still
I had the guy that broke that story on the podcast.
Evan Drellich.
And he said he went to him and said, hey, look, We're getting this story out no matter what. If you want to put your name on it or not, it doesn't matter. And he's like, all right, go ahead then. So that's kind of how they got him to do it. But
crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, So, I mean, I'm not mad about that part of it. But Carlos Gomez, oh, man. What? I mean, again, like you said, it's one of those guys that you really thought was going to be a huge presence. He had some veteran leadership, but then he just didn't pan out. And the one thing I associate with Carlos Gomez every time I think of his name, I think of the night with the Colin McHugh, like, the F?
Yep.
GIF? Like, that's what all I can think F about. Like,
what's he doing?
Like, what the F is he doing? Like, he literally overran the ball. Like, the ball, like, he overran the ball. It was, like, 10 feet behind him. I don't even know what. Like, I think of that all the time. It's so sad. But at the same time, you know what? Josh Hader is back. The Astros got their guy back, which is so exciting. And
they've been doing a lot without him.
Man. So they have, We had a really good bullpen already. And to add Josh Hader is a huge deal for this team. So I think only good things, man. Only good things.
So I had read this that they actually talked to Ryan Pressly before they signed him. And he was like, it's the right thing to do. And the story went on to say that Pressly, he just wants to win. And
100%, I hope so.
Espada said he's not ready to name the closer. He said they said he's the type of manager that he wants these guys to have a role. So he's going to sign, somebody's going to be the closer. It's not going to be anything by committee. So I don't know. I think Ryan Pressly, he's been the closer for a while, but this guy's a stud. This guy's a big-time stud.
He's so good, man. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, like, when you have people that are fighting for the spot of closer, that's huge. That is so huge. That just goes to show how good your bullpen is, how good your relief pitching is. Like,
Because Abreu awesome. Could do it too.
100%.
Yeah.
Like to think that you have Abreu, Hader, and Presley all at the end of the last three innings.
All the
like,
pitcher has to do is get to the seventh.
Insane.
Pitch six innings and the game's over. That's when I saw somebody tweet out.
Six.
So 5 years, 95 honestly, million. That's a lot of
you
money.
You could pitch five and then you still have one of what? A few guys that could hopefully hold it down, which they're all pretty good. So, I mean, we would love to pitch them to the seventh, but even if you pitch the fifth, sixth, you know?
Yeah. So this dude has 15 strikeouts per nine innings. Crazy. This guy goes in and mows them down.
Nuts.
I saw something on his Wikipedia. Check this out. This is amazing. I think almost every MLB player, that you look up him on Wikipedia,
Wikipedia.
That's a new one. Wikipedia. If you look any of these up, they probably have some amazing stat that they did.
Of course.
This guy was 10-0, 10-0 with a 0.30 ERA with 125 strikeouts as a senior in high school. 125 strikeouts. Those guys play like 20 games. 10-0. That's like 12 strikeouts a game.
Insane.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane
so I also read that the negotiation between the Astros and Josh Hader, 72 hours.
Not shocked.
72 hours. So we got Brian Abreu, Josh Hader, Ryan Presley, 7, 8, 9. And that, my friends, is all I have on the topic of Josh Hader. Did you have anything else you want to add?
No, nothing else.
All right. Did you see this? The Astros Hall of Fame 2024.
Love it.
Ken Caminiti.
Oh, my heart.
The late Ken Caminiti. Oh. And Rene Cardenas, the longtime Spanish broadcaster. Oh. That's the two that got in this year.
Did you see the story about how apparently Biggio was the one that delivered the news to the Caminiti family?
I saw something about Biggio, but I was cramming for the show, so I was just skinny. I was a skimmer today.
No, you're good. You're good. No, so apparently Craig Biggio was the one who got to announce to the Caminiti family that he had made the Astros Hall of Fame at Caminiti's daughter's wedding.
Wow.
My heart was so happy because also too, you think about the bonds that you make as an athlete, as a MLB player, as a guy on a team. And like for Biggio to still have this bond with the Caminiti family to be there at like his daughter's wedding, you know, so many years later, just goes to show how beautiful that bond of baseball is, that bond of brotherhood. And it just it made my heart so happy. I love a good feel-good story, and that made my heart feel really happy.
That is a feel-good story. I saw something about it, but I didn't dive into it. Let me know if you saw this. Omar Lopez is the new bench coach for the Astros. This is the guy that was the first base coach. If you don't know who he is, folks, he was the manager for Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic. This is a future manager in Major League Baseball, and that it kind of shows because that's the first step. You go to bench coach, you're on your way.
Exactly. And I think the fact that he's come up through the Astros system, he was the manager of the Hooks a few years back. So, big deal that obviously he's someone who's come up through the Astros system, who's really been a guy who's had a presence with the Astros for a decent amount of time. So I'm very excited for Omar. He's awesome. He's going to do great things. And I can't wait to see what he does after. You know, obviously, can't wait to see what he does as bench coach. But even after that, it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to see it.
Well, if Espada is successful, it probably will not be here. We will not get to see
probably.
That. All right, so somebody went to FanFest.
Who went to FanFest?
Did you know how many people went to FanFest?
How many people went to FanFest? Tell me. I would love to know.
Do you have any idea?
No clue.
33,000.
I love that. Oh my gosh. So I went early in the day. I basically got there at like 11:30. My friend and I were we were downtown by like 10:30 and we said, let's go get coffee because we're not trying to wait in this line. Because there were lines outside of FanFest at like, God, I don't even know, like probably almost like 10 a.m. And it was still an hour before the event. So we were like, we're not trying to like, the biggest thing I wanted to do, I love the sales at the team store. And so I said, I want to go to get the sales. I want to get some t-shirts, some jerseys, like whatever, you know? So I did go, got there probably like 11:15-ish. Went straight to the store, got myself tons of $5 t-shirts. I paid $120. Yes, it was awesome. So I bought a hoodie from last year's postseason. That was $40. I bought a jersey that was Space City. That was Michael Brantley. That was $40. And then two Yuli Gurriel jerseys, $10 a piece. $10.
You should have called me.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And then I got a couple t-shirts, a couple like rally towels and stuff, all for $120. And it easily could have been at least $500 to $600 for all the stuff I bought. Easy.
You guys because missed
those,
out.
Those jerseys are $100 a piece. So yeah, it was awesome. And then they did have the garage sale, which they were selling a ton of different cool authentic items. I actually have a friend, my friend King Beard. He's on TikTok. He does all those things. He got a Lance McCullers. I want to say it was from 2017. And so he got him Lance McCullers, like huge, like poster from like one of the signage things. And he got Lance to sign it. And I was like, dude, that is priceless. Like how crazy. But yeah, so really cool stuff. So yeah, they had the garage sale. They had the actual team store sale. And then they had tons of different events, which is so fun. I mean, FanFest is such a fun time. I wasn't there to like, I wasn't trying to get on the field and like do batting practice or anything like that. So for me, like it was mostly just, let's see what kind of money I can save. But at the same time, like for people with kids, with people who have like family, it's just, I mean, it's such a fun time. Like FanFest is awesome. And if you can make it out there, it's a blast. You should definitely do it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I live too far away. So you were talking about liquidating and you know them having sales.
Yes.
Do you know who like that guy named Vince Bobble? The one that sells
all I've heard of him, yes.
I don't know if he like gives a bunch of tickets away and the people give him the giveaways, but the guy just has tons and tons
of people the bobble do that heads and, all the time. 100%.
But he was liquidating stuff. World Series ring, because usually he sells it for $15 World Series rings.
Wow.
And I think it was $18 bobbleheads, but I'm not paying for none of that stuff. I did buy a Martin Maldonado 2022 World Series ring from him. I respect it.
I gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, you know.
So I was gonna do this in another time, but let me tell you this now.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
I read a story. Mm-hmm. The Oakland A's. There's so much. It was a big story. The mm-hmm. Oakland A's have zero, not one or two, zero giveaways. No bobbleheads, no anything.
This upcoming season?
Yeah, nothing. They're not giving away anything. And then it says their lease serious? Runs out like in 2025. And the Reno Aces is their AAA team, and they just built a new stadium, and the A's are going to play there, and the Aces got to stay in their old stadium for 3 years. So the A's are going to play in a minor league stadium for 3 years, is what I read.
That is so insane to me.
No giveaways.
With no giveaways? Like, that's nuts. Especially, too, when you have so many fans who are so passionate about that team, like,
God, and they play the drums all day.
I sit there and I think about, like, if the Astros in 2013, when the Astros were not great, when there wasn't 40,000 fans at every single game, like, back then, like, you still had fans who care about this team, yeah, who want to be there at games. Like, yeah, maybe it's not a lot of people, but at the same time, like, to devalue, like, your fans and to say, like, hey, you're not important enough for us to do something for you when you're going to be here.
Yeah.
Especially in their last season in that ballpark, in the Coliseum, Ring Central Arena, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Sorry. Whatever the heck you want to call it. I got so passionate. I'm so sorry.
You are passionate. That's like, okay.
Whatever the heck you want to call it. Like, for it to be their last season there and them for not, like, for them to not do something for the people that care, the people that want to be there, that's insane to me. Like,
it is.
How do you just discount your fans like that? That's awful. I hate that. I hate that so much.
I have a couple of giveaways from back in 2013. Mm-hmm. I have a gnome, and I also have a, I don't know what year I got this one, but it's before they had, like, the see-through windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an Evan Gaddis gnome.
Yes. I have one of those too.
Yeah. But I don't do any. They're just in boxes. So I don't even care about giveaways. But it's cool to get them.
It right? is.
No matter it what is. You do with them.
Exactly. Like,
the last ones I got are these, and they're still on my desk. The Heart Hands Jeremy Pena.
Oh, I love that. We love Heart Hands Jeremy.
I just have two of them. So anyway, that's nuts.
Insane.
It's insane, the membrane.
Makes my heart
hurt. Way to go, Oakland A's. You got potty mouth going over here.
Sorry, y'all have me heated.
Stadium potty mouth Steffi.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
We're going to have to put in explicit content.
It's an adult.
I know, I was going to say we're going to have to put explicit content on this one.
We're going to have
I dropped an F-bomb like one time. That's on me. I'm sorry, guys. This is the real me, and I'm so sorry.
I said that all the time. This isn't the real me.
Honestly, same.
I drop F-bombs every other word's an F-bomb, but
I felt that muscle.
All right, what anyway. Do you think about this, Steph? Booyah. Pitchers and catchers report
ever.
February 14th, Valentine's Day.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. Spring training is like one of my favorite things on the entire planet. Honestly, if we want to go live from spring training, like, you let me know, because I'll be there for a week. So it is actually something my family and I do every single year, is to go to spring training. So I cannot wait. Like, spring training is a whole other season for us. It's like our family vacation. I'm so excited. It's like baseball season is back and I can't wait. I'm just going to cry.
I have two things to say about the lineup. He was on there last year, but two people that I personally know, Luke Berryhill,
uh-huh,
he was there. He was on the, he got invited to the major league camp last year.
Let's go, Luke.
But he's going to be there this year also. But another person, my friend Angie's son, Rhett Koba.
I saw his
name on there and I messaged her. I go, did you see this? She goes, what? Where'd you see that at? Crazy.
Oh, that was awesome. I love that.
The guy's a stud.
Tell Luke, if he sees someone with a mini mic that's not staff, it's me. So come answer questions for me.
Oh, he will. He's a nice fellow.
I'll be like, Luke, I know Luke. Rob.
Hey, Luke.
Luke, please.
I'm Steffi Fontenot. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
It's just drop the last name for funsies, you know. Gotta do sometimes, man.
So let me tell you this. So February 14th is Valentine's Day. My boss is gonna let me off early. I got a reservation at a fancy place. That Saturday is my birthday.
Oh, no way.
And so Saturday.
Uh-huh.
We got reservations to that restaurant on the Tower of America, is the one that turns around in a circle. That's where I'm going on my birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be so fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
I love that. I've been there before, like one time.
I just went to look. Crazy. I did like the 4D movie and then I went upstairs just to look, but I've never eaten there. It looks pretty fancy.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love that. You're going to have to report back. Oh my God.
Report back.
with all of the details. I said, you got to report back. Like, what the heck is my words today? I don't even
my
know.
My boss was like,
struggle's real. That's going to be amazing.
I was like, what? I read the reviews. They're all good, at least the last month or so. But it's nice. Mostly the experience. Who's ever?
Oh, 100%.
You know how long I've lived here and I've never done this? It's going to be fun.
How long have you lived there?
Oh, forever.
So long.
I moved up from Oklahoma when I was 18.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I will be 53 on February 17th.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how long I've been.
On the plus side, you don't look like you could be a day over 30.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't feel like it. So there you go.
And not the vibes.
So my wife, you know, we were going to travel in July and we didn't. We were going to travel in December and we didn't.
Oh, dang.
And she's like, let's go travel somewhere on your birthday. And that's what, you know what I said? If you want to travel, let's go to spring training.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a couple of days off and go.
Oh, but, spring training.
But I use almost every one of my PTO days to do football games.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have 9 Fridays off when football starts.
That's crazy.
That's my passion.
It feels like you love doing football though, which is so cool to see. Because I've seen like the snippets that you put up on like. I think it's what X and TikTok and stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
You just look like you're having a great time. And like to be passionate about something is so awesome. Speaking of passion, if we want to do an episode where it's just tips and tricks of me telling people what to do at spring training, let your girl know. Because. I have done it for, I think this is my maybe 6th or 7th year.
We should do it.
Yeah, let me know. I would love to tell people what they should do because I want them to get autographs.
Wow. And you can make videos showing them.
I'm gonna. I can't wait.
You can make videos showing them. We can put it on you know how you have shorts?
Yes.
On the YouTube page.
You can just also, I will say, last year was the first year that I went all in on doing autographs because I worked in the sport, it felt
your
weird
purse.
Like asking it. Yes, my purse. So I felt weird like asking people for autographs for a long time. But last year I was like, you know what? I'm going to go all in. I also have a friend who he worked for the Rangers. We hate them, but we like him because he's a good person. But he worked for the Rangers for a number of times. And at one point, like there was a day where he was venting to me about how people ask for autographs. And it's something that has stuck with me forever. So anyway, we'll chat about it soon. We can do a whole episode or I can do tips and tricks like on a few episodes. We'll make it happen.
I'm down with that.
It'll be a fun time for sure. Hey.
So let's do this one. You may not know what I mean. Did you see this?
I know exactly what you mean.
You do,
Anthony
right?
Rendon?
Oh, so Anthony Rendon said, here's what he said. We got to shorten the season. It has too many games. And somebody shared this. I guess how you share it and you comment your own comment. He hasn't played more than 58 games since joining the Angels in 1 year.
That's what I was going to
say. This is over 100 games a year.
Literally, just because you can't stay healthy, the majority of the people on the rosters stay healthy and are fine.
So that's why you're hurt, sir, because there's too many games.
Just because you like don't know how to take care of yourself is not a reason for the rest of the team to suffer. Like,
this should be somebody. This should be someone that plays 162 games.
It should,
and is worn out, dude. 162 games. I'm totally fried. I'm totally worn out.
The fact he's from Houston makes me mad.
Is he?
Yeah.
Anthony Rendon? Right? Yeah. Did he go to Rice?
I don't think he did. He went somewhere else. I can't remember where. Oh. I don't think he was Rice, though.
I remember when we played the Nationals in the World Series that they were talking about.
They talked about him so much. It was crazy.
Well, I don't think the season needs to be shorter. So
I don't think so either. I'm like, hey, like, man, just maybe condition better, maybe.
Is next year sounds when the okay. –
Or also maybe don't fight fans in the stands. Wasn't he the one that fought a fan?
I don't know.
I'm 95% sure it was Anthony Rendon because I remember being like, he's from Houston. Like, how dare he? You know, like I was upset. Let's find out. I'm literally going to Google –
Anthony Rendon fights fan.
Fighting with fan. Yeah. He fought with the fan in the stands. Like the
in
stand,
Oakland.
The fan was like sitting there. Yeah, but he was with the Angels at the time. And he, like, I guess the fan was like talking crap to him and was like behind the dugout, like chirping at him the whole time. And he was like, well, come over here and like do something. And the fan, I guess, went over to where he said, and he literally like grabbed the fan. It was insane. Like, yeah. Dang. So he didn't try to, maybe
I know it wasn't a fight over the giveaways because they don't do that.
Definitely not because they don't do giveaways.
See, for me as an Astros fan, knowing that what? I think this coming up season is the last, it's the last season there, right?
Where?
That they're going to play in Oakland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It like that could be a destination. Like, let me go watch.
It could be. It's going to be a lot of people that want to go watch a game in the Coliseum for the last time. And like fans are going to get nothing for it. Like that kind of sucks. Like you want something to remember it, but maybe they're going to try and sell stuff at the team store is what I'm thinking is like, maybe that's how they're going to try and make their money. But still it's like for the fans that are at home.
I think it would be cool to have just a random bobblehead from the different stadiums you went. I mean, I went to Yankee Stadium, the Orioles, but the Giants, mm-hmm. Red Sox.
Yeah.
The Rangers, and they didn't have a giveaway when I went.
See, I've had giveaways at a few different stadiums when I've gone. So I have a t-shirt from the White Sox. I have, I actually have from Oakland, a rally towel, but it was, I think, the 40th anniversary of like some team that won something. I can't remember. But anyway, but I have a rally towel from the A's. I have a captain bobblehead from this past year from the Rangers. I have a bunch of different random giveaways from a lot of teams. So I've been lucky enough to accidentally go on decent giveaway days, which has been cool. Actually, I had a Black Panther bobblehead from the White Sox, but then I gave it to my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a story about the White Sox too, but I can't remember. But anyway, do you have any final thoughts? Because we'd like to thank all you guys for watching on YouTube or watching to the live feeds here. And then later on when you're listening, do you know what the number one listening platform is for this podcast?
What platform?
Do you know what I mean? Like Apple, Spotify.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Do you know what the platform? Number one is? iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio? Oh, yeah. Shout out iHeartRadio. Let's go.
iHeart.
Hey.
Number one platform for listening to this. I don't know how.
Awesome. We love it.
It used to always be Apple. Now it's iHeart. I don't know why.
It's amazing.
So all you iHeart people. So you'll be listening to this on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and the rest, just very few, but you listen on your phone a lot. You probably listen in your car. So we're leaving it here around 30 minutes. So that should give you time to get to work. And I appreciate you guys tuning in tonight to this episode of Astros Baseball.
Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.